Hello, lifebookers from around the world, and thank you for tuning in to the Lifebook Member Podcast today for January 2021, Health and Fitness Month. The cycle begins again. I'm so excited to explore these 12 categories all over from the beginning, and starting with maybe one of my favorites, definitely one of my tops, health and fitness. Today, we have John Butcher on the line. What's up, man?
Hey, JB. Great to be here.
Yes, so great. So great to be doing these episodes, man. So I'm ready to dive into health and fitness. I'm ready to dive into how we can make 2021 extra strong. But before we do that, I'd love to just kind of recap from your personal end, and then also from the end of the fellow life bookers that you've been helping out through these live calls and just, you know, kind of presiding over the community. How has 2020 been for you, for life bookers in the health and fitness category and beyond?
Well, man, was 2020 a doozy of a year or what?
Crazy. Different, right? For everyone, and just crazy for everyone.
Yeah. Different for everyone, Jordan. And really a year very much focused on health and wellness. Although I think that I got to be honest with you. One of the things that I was shocked about last year with this pandemic is that it seemed to me that there was very little focus on wellness, meaning what kind of juices should we be drinking to keep our immune systems high? What things should we be doing right now to bulletproof ourselves from this new thing that was coming in? It seemed like all the discussion was about disease and fear, and there was almost no emphasis on, you know, getting fresh air and sunshine and exercise and you know, it's a microcosm of the fact that in America we don't really have health care. We have sick care. We don't do a very good job at prevention. We do a great job at crisis management in America, at least. And so that was a disappointing aspect, I've got to say. But for me and Miss, 2020 was a mixed bag. And I feel probably a lot of people were in this bag. When the crisis first hit in March and April, you remember, you know, we riffed a lot about every crisis carries with it both danger and opportunity.
Right.
And your job is to first take care of the danger and make sure that you are, you know, you're not exposed, that you do as good as you can to be safe and secure. Mm-hmm. But then after you've done that, take a look at the opportunities. And so Miss and I identified a number of areas of opportunities. You know, we get to spend more time with the family. We have more, we have a little bit more time to study, more time to exercise. We all had more time, right, Jordan? I mean, that's the bottom line.
It's true. And we were also kind of turned in on ourselves. It was more time, but it wasn't distracted. Exactly. It was time to think.
Absolutely. And I think that was truthfully, that aspect of it was good for the world. So here's what happened with Miss and I this year. April, we're like, okay, we're going to make this crisis. We're going to turn this crisis into an opportunity, and we're going to make the absolute best of it. Right. So I did better on my 12 dot in April and my 12 sacred choices than any other month of my entire life since I've been tracking it. April was an unbelievable month. So we just got off really strong into it, you know, when the pandemic hit and everything got shut down. Our first month was amazing. May sort of followed April. It was the same kind of month, not quite as strong, but truthfully, Jordan, every month that went by, dude, we didn't expect this thing to be, you know, 9 months.
That's such a slog. It begins to chip away at you. Even, I mean, listen, it's a natural human kind of reaction there. And I think that some people fell into that right away. And life bookers have this extra level, this extra strength. But what you're saying is even with this accelerated conscious life, even with the life book at your hand, even with a strong start, you still start to falter at a certain point, start to second guess the situation, go, man, what is going on here? Is that kind of what you're saying?
You know, well, actually, it's kind of like that. What I'm saying is that health and fitness has always been cyclical for everybody that I know. I mean, yes. I don't know. I really don't know many people. Ben Greenfield may be an exception. There are Lifebook members that are exceptions that keep health and fitness at a completely steady. Usually you have peaks and valleys in this category. And Missy and I are no different. And frankly, the last two and a half years, since we have been, you know, really, really changing our life, moving to the islands and really making serious changes in the way that we spend the hours of our days. Mm-hmm. Our health and fitness sort of, we've been more relaxed. Sure. I don't know whether it's that we're getting older or whether it's that we were focused on different things, but the last two and a half years have been more relaxed for us. This year, I think that this year had its cycles inside of the year. We started off strong. We faded a little bit. But, you know, the great thing about Lifebook, man, is that it never lets you get too far behind. Like, I'll tell you what it is with me, Jordan. I just get sick of myself. Like, if I've had a couple bad months in a row, I just get totally sick of myself. And I'm like, okay, John, it's time to get it together. That's why I am so excited for 2021. I'm so excited for January. I cannot tell you how ready I am to make a huge commitment to my health and fitness in 2021. Mm,
clean slate, man. I want to dig into something you said there, though, because I think the health and fitness category actually might be unique in this aspect. I would have to give that more thought. Maybe the spiritual category comes up too, but health and fitness is the only category maybe that is literally destined to have peaks and valleys forever. So what I'm saying, think about this. Like, what I'm saying is, Bill Gates' financial category is probably going to be strong until the day he dies. He's tipped. There's a certain tipping point where you get to some categories where you've really established yourself at a high level, and you're probably not coming down maybe till the day you die. Joel Wade, Lifebook member who we love, has spent so long cultivating his character. I don't think he's going to have a character crisis and steal millions and embezzle something towards the end of his life. He's built that, and it's like that is a category that is cemented at a high level. Health and fitness, you bring up Ben Greenfield, definitely some exceptions, but I would wager that if we got him on the phone, even he would say, shit happens. I mean, pardon my language, but in the health and fitness category, man, 2020 was a perfect example of that. Oh, no one could have guessed. And that's obviously a very extreme example, but shoot, man, sometimes, I mean, stuff just happens. You get
sick.
Well,
I know you got injured this year, and that's frustrating. It's frustrating when you get injured.
Injuries is a great example. That's exactly right. You don't expect them, and sometimes it's like, you have to work at this puzzle to unlock it. I was trying to rehab my injury the wrong way. When I discovered the right way, I was like, oh my God, it was a huge relief. And then I was kicking myself saying I was wasting all that time. Health and fitness, you have to have a certain level. Maybe this is supported by the emotional category. You have to have a certain level of just forgiveness and understanding that these things are going to happen.
Totally.
But on the other side of that coin, don't just be forgiving yourself and not kicking yourself into shape. You have to have a little bit of that self-disgust that you described when you start putting on the gut. It's a very interesting balancing act, and I don't think you ever really tip and stay there at a high level. I think you tip mentally, but physically you are destined for peaks and valleys.
That's true, but I will throw this in because this is another, as I was sort of looking back on just how our health and fitness has been for the last couple of years, Missy and I we've really let our foot off the gas. We're very, very active, right? But we don't work out the same way that we used to work out. We used to train pretty intensely. But here's what I realized, Jordan, that in the same way that Joel Wade has worked on his character, and his character is just rock solid, Bill Gates has worked on his financial life, that same thing happened kind of to Missy and me with health and fitness. We put in so many years of training and doing it right and really enjoying it, enjoying the benefits, right? It's almost like we stacked up a bunch of health and wellness in the bank.
That does actually, that makes it a little bit.
That literally helps get you through. And I remember, actually, I was cognizant of this over the years. So for instance, we would we work out really, really hard before a trip, and then we'd go on the trip, we'd completely relax, and it would be like we just put a bunch of health and wellness in the bank, and we just use our savings for a little bit and coast, right? And then we get back on the horse.
Well, I like that analogy.
And dude, it's totally true. It's like we're still in really, really great shape, despite the fact that we've been operating at maybe a 30, 40% level of what we used to. However, I'm so excited about January 2021 because we are really, really going to kick it up. And we're both so excited to do that. We've used a bunch of savings. Now it's time for us to start making some deposits again.
Yeah,
right?
We're going
to
be doing a health and fitness challenge. I'm going to finally get in on that, man. I'm back in the exercise room. I can't wait to go through with the whole cohort and just totally focus in on health and fitness.
Our health and fitness challenges, Jordan, are always the most engagement we get from our members. They're so exciting. You know, I hope all the members listening to this will join the health and fitness challenge. And what I'm excited about is, you know, as we get older, Miss and I'm going to turn 59 this year. And, you know, one thing that I've discovered, Jordan, this is crazy to say and to hear, but if you just could do what you did when you were younger relative to intensity level and you know, do in the gym what you did when you were younger, you'd get the same results when you're older. It's just that as we get older, we're just a little bit lazier. We just don't want to do it. And you do have to, you know, you don't want to go in there in your 60s and try to just crank up the weights the same way you did in your 20s.
Blow your back. Yeah, you got to be smart about it. You know what? Actually, if I could just throw this in, I think that that's the key to what you said earlier about building up those savings points. I actually think that that's because you went about your training correctly. You did a variety of training, including cardio and strength. You strengthened your muscles. It worked on your endurance. You strengthened your joints. You had a good diet. There are lots of examples of physically active people who didn't do it the right way, right? And they end up very beaten and battered at the end of
that. Yeah.
So it's really, you really have to decide what you're after. For you, you were after wellness, strength, vigor, and that sort of thing. You weren't after performance or power. Well, for a little bit, you were an athlete, but for the majority of your life, you were literally after wellness. So I think that's why you built up this body that can last.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Some people really do beat themselves up with your workout. And more over the years that's being looked at is really not the way to do it. But what I'm so excited about in 2021 is I'm actually going to be doing some new things that I've never done before. So I'm made a commitment this year for the first time ever. I'm going to really try yoga.
Nice. Love it.
Dude, stretching has always been the weakest part of my athletic life. I've just never taken the time to do it, despite the fact that I've known since I was a teenager, literally, that it's one of the most important things you can do. I do a little bit, just enough to get by, but I've never done it at the level that I should have. And as you get older, that flexibility is super, super important. So I'm going to be exploring yoga. I don't know where I'm going to land on that because I'm not real.
That's going to surprise you, man, because the stretching and the loosening of the muscles and the flexibility is huge and it feels great. Yoga, you're going to stabilize some micro muscles in your joints.
Totally.
And you're going to go and hit the bag and feel stronger.
Exactly. More well put together.
Dude, that's an absolutely huge one. The
thing I'm going to try for the first time, JB, is I'm going to try breath work. I've got some friends that just rave about it. So,
oh yeah, buddy.
You know, the Jason and Nandi Moore, the couple that taught Missy and I the green smoothie strategy, they are strong believers in breath work. And one of the things Jason said is that a lot of people are unhealthy simply because they don't know how to breathe properly to completely oxygenate their system. So that's another thing that I've never done that I'm super excited.
Dude, it's gonna be a game changer.
I'm going to explore some changes in my diet. I think I'm going to go on a juice cleanse. I love fresh vegetable juice, so I'm going to research some cleanses. I think I'm going to go super ultra green. I have not been this excited about digging in to a health and fitness challenge for years and years. And I think part of that is because it's been a couple years since Missy and I have been really, really focused on just kicking ass in the health and fitness category. So it's overdue, or
it's a renewed vigor.
Yep. That's right.
It's a renewed vigor. I want to dig into all of that. I think it's very important to never stop trying new things with health and fitness when you're trying to stay in shape, but also if you're trying to solve some health problem. I mean, you need to literally never give up. There is a mental fortitude that's required in that, but never give up on your health struggles, and also never give up on trying new things in the weight room, in the kitchen, just like you're describing with all this new stuff you're doing, because that's how you discover the game changers, ones that are major turning points in your health and fitness category at some point in your life, which leads me to my follow-up question. Would you like to go over some of those now? Some of the ones, some of the epiphanies, some of the mind state changes that you've had. You already alluded to one, which was you used to be one of these guys that was about working out to failure every time. maximizing weight, maximizing reps. At a certain point, you started looking into more recovery. You started looking into more, what is it called? It's the low intensity exercises, right?
Yeah, well, I've had a couple big breakthroughs over the years, and I share them in the new Lifebook program. You know, the latest.
That's right, and the newest script. So, I remember that.
Yeah, interval training is one of the greatest breakthroughs in exercise physiology of the last couple decades. Bottom line is, all the strategies that Missy and I really stuck with usually have to do with higher efficiency, getting greater results with either less effort or less time. Mm-hmm. So interval training is a way to get greater cardio results with a lot less time. Same thing with super slow for weightlifting. And you're exactly right, Jordan. You don't find those things unless you're open to experimenting with a bunch of different things.
Right.
And things and technology and best practices constantly change. I mean, like, when we first started studying health and wellness, it was completely different than it is now. Now we've just got all the resources available to us. My goodness, any goal that you want to set for yourself in the health category, you can just simply jump on YouTube and figure out exactly how to do it in 5 minutes. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, some really great resources, man. I remember another one that sticks out to me is your level of analytical testing. You used to test your blood. You used to have the guy over to the house and you would test your blood and then further down the road, we have the great Dr. Greg Schulte tests blood, tests the micronutrients that you might be missing, you know, low on this, this trace mineral or low on this acid. So I think that that's another one that it is more expensive. Like, this is something that costs more money to invest in your health, but testing and analytics is huge.
Yeah, you know, I don't love that personally. I know how important it is, and I mean, I do it. I kind of do the bare minimum. Although I will tell you that last year I went to see my dear friend Dr. Mark Hyman in New York, and I went through the whole thing.
Oh, that's right.
Holy cow, he put so many friggin' things up me and in me, and took so many things out of me. I did the whole panel, and yeah, I mean. That's good just to make, for me, Jordan, I mean, this is just me. For me, I just want to eliminate anything sort of really a big red flag. I just want to make sure there's nothing catastrophic on the horizon. Other than that, I just want to play in this category. I will tell you a challenge that Miss and I hit, though, a couple years ago when we moved to the islands. And it's that, you know, food on an island can be a real challenge, Joe. And the reason is because basically everything's full of preservatives because that's the only thing that works on an island.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so we're not quite to the point yet where we're growing our own food. That's our vision. That's what we're putting together in Hawaii. I'm right now in snow-laden Missouri visiting my family down here. So I can't say here because I'm not in Hawaii right now. We will be day after tomorrow again. But so that was a real challenge when we first moved there is that it's like, damn, these people live on soda and Pop-Tarts and friggin' shrimp chips.
Right, because that's what lasts. Yeah, if you have to come over, yeah, that's really tough, man. How have you been looking into solving that? Are you trying to do more of a closed-loop system on your own property?
Well, we figured out that, you know, Amazon Prime delivers for free almost everything. And so there's no excuse not to have good food when you've got delivery like that. So we've been ordering real good food online. We're going to start growing our stuff. There's a farmer's market here. It took Missy about 3 months to dial in our system. But, you know, she's used to that. And she's brilliant at that. And the reason she's so good at it is that over the years, we probably lived in 10 different countries. And every single time that we did that, she had to figure out the food situation.
You got to land there and go, okay, how can we eat and not feel like
That's
garbage
exactly
every
right.
morning?
Yeah. So for the first couple months in Hawaii, it was really hard because everything is, you know, cans or frozen or preserved. Everything's prepared, basically.
Right.
But then we found the meat co-op. We found the farmer's market. We found everything that we needed to find. We started putting it together. We're still working on it, actually. But again, I just feel like I don't know if it's because 2020 was just so challenging on so many levels or what. But I have just got such an incredible optimism and excitement for 2021 right now. How about you?
I am ready to rock, man. Like I said, I'm actually ready to talk about this challenge. What are we? How are you ensuring that we start off 2021 right here in the health and fitness category? And what should we be focusing on through the month of January?
Well, I think that everybody just needs to get really clear on their health and fitness goals. I mean, we all have different goals, right? So it's going to be the results that we want will be different for everybody. But the point is, let's all go into this month saying, what do we want out of this category? What do we need to do to get it? And then joyfully do the work. That's what I'm excited about. Like sometimes the health and fitness category is a slog, JB. Everybody knows that.
Right.
You know? Sometimes it's like, okay, I know I should be doing this. I know it's good for me. I know it's good for me to eat right. I know it's good for me to exercise, but I don't really feel like it right now. Well, I'm to the point where I'm just looking forward to getting in the gym, to getting on the bike, to getting my green drinks and my smoothies dialed in. I'm just so excited about it right now. So I'm just hoping that a lot of life bookers can sort of, you know, be that way.
Oh, meaning, yeah, baby.
Define your goals, define what you want, and then put together a nice strategy. And then let's just put 30 straight awesome days together and see what happens.
It's so much easier when we do it together.
Isn't it?
We're doing it together, and we're doing it together as like-minded individuals. That makes it so much more easy and so much more energizing.
So true.
I look forward to it, man. I really do. Thank you. Thank you for spending this time with me. Any final words here? We're headed into 2021. Big shift, obviously, platform shift. Anything, any news before we wrap it up, or is that all for today?
Missy and I are just so grateful for this community, and we are so excited for this year. I'm hoping, we'll see how it goes, but I'm hoping that every single month I have the same level of enthusiasm for that category that I have for health and fitness right now. I'm going to decide what results that I want to create in January, put together a strategy, and just joyfully attack. I'm really, really excited about it. When it comes to intellectual in February, I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and go next level, man. I'm ready to go next level on every category month by month this year. I just want to make 2021 the best year of our life. And I just want it to be the best year for everybody in the Lifebook community. So I'm hoping that everybody will roll up their sleeves and just go deep on these categories and just do as well as we can and see what happens at the end of a year when we have just immersed ourselves in these wonderful areas of life and tried our best to maximize our potential.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm looking at this year.
I absolutely love it. Because you know what? We don't know what 2021 is going to throw at us. But as life bookers, 2021 better be ready because we got a plan.
Exactly.
Absolutely love it, man. Thank you for this lovely podcast today.
It was a lot of fun. Thanks, JB.
Thank you, listeners, life bookers. I appreciate each and every one of you. I hope you're having a wonderful time. As we enter 2021, we'll be here right by your side. This is John Butcher and Jordan River Butcher signing off. Saying, have an extraordinary day, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Lifebook Podcast.